Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the difficult topic of anger and some of the dynamics which allow anger to occur in people's lives. Anger is a part of the human condition which we all experience at certain times, and they describe anger as being a secondary emotion, whereby our anger is the physiological and behavioural response which we can actually spot, which is quite often sitting on, resting on, or the manifestation of other feelings and emotions which may be happening, which we are less in touch with. The physiological expression of anger actually builds on and is connected to the physiological response for stress, the fight or flight response, which produces stress hormones, increases blood pressure, heart rate, and can actually be particularly bad for health, in particular because of the heart, the impact on heart, the cardiovascular health. And high stress levels are quite commonly associated with heart attacks and cardiovascular disease. One of the common issues which is associated with anger is the experience of resentment, and whether this resentment is expressed or not, it quite commonly manifests itself in forms of anger and aggression, whether they be quite overt or whether they be passive forms of aggression. So those types of anger which are not openly actually discussed, but are displayed in a number of ways, in behavioural ways. And the impact on people can be just as severe as anger, which is physical and displayed. Common manifestations of resentment are things like feeling like a victim or the victim of injustice, having an issue with another person's behaviour but feeling unable to, you know, address that, and so it's stewing on that person's behaviour, feeling unheard by others, feeling unable to influence people or situations, feeling out of control in our own lives or overwhelmed, can all be common causes of resentment, can lead to aggression, both either active or passive. The difficult thing about this is that when this occurs, this can actually become cyclical and actually lead to more issues in our life, more stress, more cause for resentment, difficulty in anger. So a couple of mind games this week to consider whether you may have some resentments occurring which you're not aware of, and to get in touch with how you are and where your levels of aggression might be. A couple of questions to ask yourself. So am I giving a particular incident issue more mental time than it may actually deserve? Or, importantly, am I giving a particular issue or incident or person's behaviour more mental energy than is helpful for me? Is this fixation on a certain event or issue stopping me from doing certain things or changing my thought process in some way? Have my thoughts about this issue become particularly extreme or distressing either to myself or potentially to others? What would I think if someone else expressed these thoughts to me? Would I consider them to be kind of rational and reasonable, or would I consider them to be quite emotional and difficult? Have I allowed the thoughts that I'm having and the cognitive process that I have to actually start to influence my actions? Have I started to behave in ways which may be having an impact on other people based on my own issues with resentment? Am I feeling any of the physical signs and symptoms of stress, increased heart rate, muscular tension, headaches? And if this is the case, then it might be worth considering the cause of some of this stress and talking to someone about it or doing something about it. It's really common that we can have some of these things occur and not really be aware that it's happening for us. So there's a couple of questions to consider, a couple of mind games to play this week. Be careful with your resentment this week on Mind Games.